The Daily Gospel for Thursday, the 3rd of January, 2013, the Thursday before Epiphany. The saint of the day, Saint Genevieve. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint John, chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." Commentary of the day, Origen, a priest and theologian. Homilies on Isaiah, number 3, 1-2. Jesus is the one who has sprung from the stock of Jesse according to the flesh, descended from the line of David according to the flesh, and established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness. Isaiah 11, 1, Romans 1, 3-4. Yes, he is the shoot from Jesse's stock, and yet he is not a shoot who is the firstborn of all creation. Colossians 1:15. He who is God, the Word who was in the beginning with God, John 1:1, is only a shoot, yet he who is born according to the flesh is indeed a shoot sprung from the stock of Jesse. From his roots a flower has blossomed. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, Isaiah 11:2. The Spirit of wisdom did not rest on Moses. The Spirit of wisdom did not rest on Joshua. The Spirit of wisdom did not rest on any of the prophets, neither Isaiah nor Jeremiah. It came on Moses, but after this visitation of the Spirit of wisdom, Moses lacked faith. "Listen to me, you rebels," he said. "Are we to bring water for you from this rock?" Numbers 20:10. It came down on all the righteous. It came down on Isaiah, yet what did he say? "I am a man of unclean lips, and I live in the midst of a people of unclean lips." Isaiah 6:5. The Spirit can indeed come down on anyone, yet it cannot find rest because all have sinned, and there is not a single just person on earth who acts uprightly without falling. There is no man free of defilement, Job 14:4. The Spirit has come down on many, but has rested on none. In all of Scripture there is this saying, "My Spirit shall not remain in man forever," the Lord said, Genesis 6:3. John the Baptist saw one man, one alone, on whom the Spirit rested, and this was the sign that God had given him. "He on whom you see the Spirit come down and rest, he it is who is the Son of God."